Hey, Chevra, I saw a tremendous Torah, the Sefer Ora V'Simcha. It's a tremendous remez that I want to darshan and I want to try to understand deeper. He says, on the pasuk, Kepelech Harimon Rakaseich. Kepelech Harimon Rakaseich, like the slice of a pomegranate, is your temple. So we know famously, the Gemara tells us that that's talking about filu rekonim sheb Yisrael, even the empty ones of Yisrael, amale kemitzvos karimon. That's a famous Gemara, that's a famous Chazal. That even rekonim, empty Jews, are even full of mitzvos, like a rimon's full of mitzvos. But he says something deep. He says, the Targum over there in Sheir HaShirim says that this is some remez to the Chashmonaim Matisyo. That this pasuk, before that Chazal, just the pasuk of Kepelech Harimon Rakaseich, and he wants to explain, if you look at the word Harimon, the pomegranate, are what Chever, who already knows, at the exact letters of menorah. Harimon are the letters of menorah. So there's a deep connection somehow between this pasuk and the pomegranate and the menorah. And then he continues, if Kepelech HaRimon, like the slice of the Rimon, have all the letters in the word Chanukah, all the letters of Chanukah are found in Kepelech HaRimon, Pach is in Kepelech HaRimon, Lamed Vav Ner is in Kepelech HaRimon, and Menorah is in Kepelech HaRimon. Everything to do with Chanukah is found in Kepelech HaRimon. This is what the Ohr V'Simcha tells us. What does this mean to us? What does this mean to us? What's going on here? So Mahalge Talmud, who was one of the first members of this shir, Mahalge Talmud, who presently is a Talmud Chaver, who happens to be a Rebbe together with me, one of the first, not the couple guys who started this shir, but the first Chevra, he came in a little bit after, but same age, Rabbi Nathan Farber. So Rav Nassan, he told me a Torah, I don't remember who he said it from, but he said it to me already a year ago, Yom Narayim time. He asked the following question. He says, this pasuk says, Kepelech Harimon Rekaseich, that even the empty ones of Klal Yisrael full of mitzvahs like a rimon. Yet, we have a rimon on Rosh Hashanah to remind us that we use mezakas, that we should be zoichet, have tzchusim like a rimon. Here the rimon is referring to the empty Jews. What? Which one is it? Is a pomegranate a representation? Even though the Gemara flips it somewhat, but they're still reikonim, they're still the empty ones. They're still the lower levels of, even the lowest of Klal Yisrael is chashiv, but that's not who we want to be like. Like, what's going on here? And how could they also, just pashup shot, how could they be empty, but they're full of mitzvos, so then they're not empty? As Chazal tells us, meaning, are they empty or are they not? This is interesting. The pasuk specifically says, Kepelech HaRimon, like the slice of a rimon. This is what happens when you slice open a rimon. Juices go flying everywhere. You destroy all the juice. You get rid of all the juice. The juice, you lose it. You're left still with the seed in the middle. But all the juice is gone. You know who are the reikonim? The reikonim are those Jews, those Yidden, that maybe they have mitzvos. They have the seeds or the mitzvahs themselves. That they're missing all this lavas. They're missing all the passion. They're missing all the excitement. They're missing all the ava. They're missing the lev of the mitzvah. The neshama of the mitzvah. So they're kepelech harimon. They have men. All Jews have a lot of mitzvahs. Some are mamish with tislavas, with passion, with heart. And some are just doing out of hergel, mechanically, robotically. So we want to be on Rosh Hashanah, we want to be kerimon. Like a full pomegranate with all the juice. Not kepelech harimon. Not like just a slice of the rimon. And maybe that's specifically why here kepelech harimon is merames to Chanukah. Because kepelech harimon is telling us lo aleinu of someone who's full of mitzvos but belis lavas without passion. All of Chanukah is not just reminding us kiner mitzvah v'torah or to reconnect to mitzvos. But reconnect to mitzvos with Ish. reconnect to mitzvahs with a passion, with a fire, with a bren. That's the type of yid I want to be. I want to be a yid who's on fire in my mitzvahs, on fire in my learning, on fire in my davening, on fire in the way that I do chesed. I'm no longer kapelech harimon. I'm amish like the rimon with all the juices. Meretz Hashem, we should be zoicha bez Hashem izbarach, to a lichtig chanukah, to light ourselves up, to light ourselves our fire in our avodas Hashem, to not just be performing mitzvahs, performing with slavas, with simcha, with bracha, to a zoicha, to mamish see not just the fires of the menorah of Meretz Hashem, but the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. And learning the Beis HaMikdash gets the fire from the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, Eish Tomet Tukam Mizbeach L'Sichba, through our fire in the mitzvah, Mizbeach to all of fires, with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, B'mheira B'meinu, which have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of Chanukah, full of Simcha, full of Bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Oh, far too far, boys, make the line. Let it in, oh, God.